This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
My mind always swims to the data. And I get very, very frustrated sometimes for days, weeks, or even months. And then, the big picture, the end game, the master plan, the destination that I think we should go, winning the war, crystallizes before my eyes. We cannot lose the fight for populism, for capitalism, for real freedom, for true classical liberalism, not modern leftist fascism, if we understand that no matter what the globalists pull or what they do, if we don't give up and if we don't give in, if we keep identifying who they are and attacking them from their soft flank, the fact that they're tax-exempt mega-billionaires who don't pay taxes but then lobby for communism and socialism against the general public to control them, if we do that, the point that their world government is unelected and out of control, they will fail no matter what they do. Now, that said, I have done a lot of thinking, a lot of cogitating today about different permutations, different outcomes, different scenarios. And the most important thing we can do is remember just to do the right thing and tell the truth and be moral. And no matter how the chips fall down the road, things almost always end up ending up good for decent people. But yes, there is massive, unprecedented voter fraud, election fraud by the Democrats. There is massive suppression of people's free speech in America, unprecedented. There is incredible outside foreign globalist funding pouring in. This is the most highly funded campaign ever, they're now reporting. Yes, there is a giant seawall they've built, a blue seawall, to stop the red wave. I still, at a gut level, believe that Republicans are going to hold on to the House and Senate, but just barely because of the fraud. This is a absolute down-of-the-wire situation. I shot a live special report about an hour and a half ago titled Emergency Alert to Trump Concerning Foreign Election Meddling, Voter Fraud, and Censorship. So here's what I want to get out of the gates right away. And I had this epiphany as we were going live, as I was permutating the answer. The election fraud and the suppression of free speech is more important than these midterms. And allowing the suppression of free speech and the election fraud is the only hope Democrats had of winning via fraud. So the fact that they let that happen is the only reason they have a shot of winning. And so after this election, no matter what happens, we need to force the investigation of the fact that it is a federal elections violation for the Democrats to block tens of thousands of conservative, Christian, pro-military groups, pro-gun groups from Facebook, from Twitter, from Google, and admit they're doing it, and then let Democrats operate out in the open, and let Democrats even direct what Twitter and Facebook pages are taken down. That was on CNBC this Friday. So it's the criminal actions they're involved in and around this historic campaign, the fact that they've been so desperate to go for broke, try to steal back power before America can get its recovery going and prove that they've been suppressing us. That's why they're so desperate. So as they say, a lot of times it's not the destination, it's the journey. I still believe we're going to win. But the fraud is so over the top, so evil, that it's almost like if we squeak it out and win, then the blue blood Republicans and the senile Republican leadership that doesn't understand election fraud or voter fraud or massive high-tech, big-tech suppression, they'll go to sleep even more and allow even more draconian censorship and control into the next election 2 years from now. So it really hit me that the number one thing is not even this midterm. It's defining that Democrats hate America and are not Americans. That's now their official ideology. That's not rhetoric. It's really true. It's a sickening realization. I wish that wasn't the case. And that they're engaged in total criminal activity and are organizing, getting even more radical, and must be dealt with. That's the real takeaway here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We're not even 2 days out from the kickoff of the 2018 incredible midterm elections. We're 36 hours out. And we're live Sunday at 4:06 Central Time from Central Texas. As loyal Americans broadcasting worldwide, trying to save our republic from foreign megabanks and a cartel of corporations allied with the unelected EU dictator Juncker and the Chinese communist unelected dictator Xi. They have been suppressing and bleeding off our jobs, our industry, and one-sided deals for decades. They've been sowing the seeds of racial and cultural and sexual division in this nation. They have been trying to demoralize this country and break our will. But all over the world, there is a populist awakening, a red wave of red-blooded people of every race, color, and creed that realize big multinational corporations and banks are working in concert to suppress their populations and enslave them and consolidate wealth. And so from Brazil to Germany, the globalists were voted out last week. From England to Italy to the United States in the last few years, the globalists were voted out. In every major election that's free around the world, populist capitalists are being elected, and like day following night, like the sun rising, suddenly the floodgates of prosperity open. I have an emergency message to the president. I have an emergency message to the American people. And I have my view and my breakdown of what's about to happen. If you look at the red wave globally, the populist, nationalist, conservative, Christian wave worldwide, it's in a response to globalist policies that are meant to make you poor and meant to overrun you with third world populations that are brought in to deindustrialize, to drive down wages, and to be a client group that goes on welfare that the local socialists manage and feed off of and skim off of and use as a permanent underclass and as a political time bomb. All over Europe, hundreds and hundreds of fires a night every day as the Islamic cords burn down the cities. The French interior minister on Thursday said most of our major cities are now failed states. Tourism is non-existent. Within 5 years, if we don't act now, France will be no more. You ask, why would the UN Refugee Agency, why would the UN, why would they build refugee centers up against Europe's borders? Why would they pay to bring in military-age men of the worst type and then let 15 million in and then let them burn and kill and rape? Because the megacorporations don't want opposition out of Europe or the United States or Australia to form to their global corporate takeover plan like we did in World War II. They don't want any opposition, any industrialized countries, any powerful governments that could organize and fight them. The big megacores are allied with the unelected head of the EU, giving you the axis of evil here, folks, the real one. Radical Islam, the communist Chinese, Hollywood, the big banks, the globalists, and now they're brainwashing giant third world hordes out of Venezuela and marching them up through northern South America into Central America and the United States and slamming in to the border. A third migrant caravan of over 7,000 people, it's estimated, smashed through Mexican defenses in Guatemala Friday. That footage is there. It's unbelievable. But don't worry, the national news doesn't show you the images, just like similar things that started 6 years ago in Europe and led to 15 million. No, ladies and gentlemen, they don't show you that. They tell you it's made up or they're peaceful women and children, even though less than 2% are children, about 16% are women, and they're hardcore communists trained in Venezuela and other areas, living in UN camps for up to a year, given $1,000 MasterCards per leg. This is Reuters. They're in Reuters and AP and New York Times saying, George Soros isn't involved in anything. The UN's not involved. But they'll have a separate article going, look how sweet George Soros is giving $1,000 of U.S. taxpayer money. He gets it through USAID, the State Department, to them. And then how they give them the training, everything else. It's incredible. I'm going to show you, and for radio listeners, I'll read it off coming up. But then they then dispatch out John Stewart, and he comes out from under a rock. And he attacks Trump on CNN Thursday, saying, you'd think it's Road Warrior beyond Thunderdome. And then I just show maybe a minute of the fires and the burnings and the shootings and the rapings in just the last week or so. So, again, you ask, what is this about? Allowing total chaos. We've already got 35 million illegal aliens in this country. And again, you say, oh, bring them in. They're hardworking. They're put on welfare. They're taught to have a chip on their shoulder about the country. They're organized with the Democrats. It's all admitted. Democratic, quote, charities that get taxpayer money, they meet at the border in McAllen, other cities, and they put them on buses and ship them in to different cities to be managed by Democrats who house them and control their identities and skim off them. This is a giant refugee skimming business. It's organized crime. Even the Washington Post admits many of the little girls taken across end up in sex slavery. Washington Post. So here is John Stewart sticking his foot in his mouth.
I'm watching the midterms. Man, you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You want a trap? You want a trap?
Oh, we did.
Support the president.
You ain't support
Muslims. You would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
And it's the UN and the big multinationals literally using the 6 billion third world population as a weapon, using our social safety net to bring them in and literally, literally own and control them. They admit that 6 years after the first illegal aliens were brought in by the EU to Germany and Sweden, 90%+ don't have jobs because they're not supposed to. They live on welfare, and they're managed in buildings owned by socialists and Democrats and others. They are using these people as their slaves. Meanwhile, CNN refused to run an ad produced by the Trump campaign showing a famous illegal alien cop killer at his sentencing laughing, saying, I wish I only would have killed more. And CNN didn't air it, won't let you pay for advertising, which is a form of campaign violation, claiming it's racist. What, to show the horrible crime wave coming out of Latin America, to show a guy at sentencing who came here illegally saying, I'm going to kill more cops? Here it is.
The 7,000 migrant caravan crossing Mexico, marching toward our border. Dangerous illegal criminals like cop killer Luis Bracamontes don't care about our laws. America cannot allow this invasion. The migrant caravan must be stopped. President Trump and his allies will protect our border and keep our families safe. America's future depends on you. Stop the caravan. Vote Republican.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Now, illegal aliens commit double the amount of crime of an average American. It's just a statistical fact. But again, CNN, that helped fund the Arab Spring and that produces propaganda for the communist Chinese here in America, they tell you you're bad if you point that out. But you don't see CNN living down in Mexico or living in Guatemala or Venezuela. Venezuela is a failed state. All the other countries around it have built walls and fences to stop their collapse. But you're just supposed to say, come on up here and do whatever you want to us. So when we come back, I think we're going to win this election, but the fraud's so intense we may not. The key is whether we win or lose. The election fraud, the censoring, the intimidation, the next big issue, the next big talking point, the next thing to secure our future, all of us, no matter what color we are, where we came from, we're Americans, is to stop the Democrats who are anti-American from all of their persecution and bullying and criminal activity. Win, lose, or draw, they need to go to prison.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I'm not bragging here. In fact, I wish I didn't have to be on this treadmill like this, but the country and my children's future demands it. I have done probably 6 hours of research today for this show. I probably did 5 hours yesterday, and I was up here for about 4 hours. And I've been up since 4 a.m. And that's because I understand what we're up against. Folks have to really, really get this. And I know the audience gets it, but for new listeners especially, on my knees, I'm begging you, please. The communist Chinese have killed 115 million of their own people. They brag. Corrupt robber baron elites that our country fought with, multinational money that came in here in the last 150 years that tried to conquer us, couldn't do it. So they went and they funded Hitler. That blew up in their face. They funded the Bolsheviks. That blew up in their face to consolidate control. It's on record. And then they funded Mao Zedong in 49. Even before that, it's all been declassified. And David Rockefeller wrote a book on it. And they've given them all our industry, all our jobs to leverage us out. We have been under attack for decades. And China owns our debt. It owns Hollywood. They have hundreds and hundreds of billionaires. It's all the Communist Party members. They are a very evil nation. Communism doesn't exist. It's just a name for enslaving your people, and they live in slave factories and slave farms, and the elite live in palaces. Everybody knows that about Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea or China or Soviet Russia or the EU, for that matter. The EU exempts the heads of the EU permanent bureaucracy from the EU tax. So as Trump said, the stock market is up massively since the election, but is now taking a little pause. People want to see what happens with the midterms, the president said. If you want your stocks to go down, I strongly suggest you vote Democrat. They like Venezuela, financial model, high taxes and open borders. And that's it. Because the elite can then consolidate everything. There's too much diversity in an open free market nation. So here's what I'm going to say to everybody. I wrote today in an article, emergency alert to Trump concerning foreign election meddling, voter fraud, and censorship. And at the end, I wrote, bottom line, Democrats are America-hating traitors. This is a fact. This is a maxim that they embrace. Better put, they are not Americans. Powerful multinational corporations allied with foreign dictatorships knew they could never take down the U.S. from without. It had to be done from the inside. You're witnessing that attempted takedown. You're literally fighting for the very existence of our republic. You understand, that's not rhetoric. I wish every millisecond that they hadn't converted Democrats to foaming-at-the-mouth anti-Americans who literally hate God, capitalism, wealth, success, families. But they sure want wealth and power for themselves, and they believe that if this system takes over and they can bring in enough illegal aliens, that then the government is going to socialize everything and give them all a bunch of wealth, when every time they do this, they do the opposite. All the big globalists, 99% of the billionaires, even the New York Times admits, 99% of the billionaires did not support Trump. They don't support Brexit. They don't support getting out of the EU. 99%, Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, General Electric, right down the line, they support globalism and they don't pay taxes and are offshore. And you sit there and you look at these professors and their students. The elite pay for the colleges. They control the colleges. Every major college in this country is an anti-American, anti-free speech factory of evil. Every rich group in the country, except Trump and Adelson and, to a certain extent, the Koch brothers used to give more to the Clintons and they gave more to Republicans. Now they're 50-50. I mean, it's literally, the Kochs have given $2 billion in their history. Soros has given $32 billion this year. Carlos Slim used to be the richest man in the world. He's number two. He's given billions to influence U.S. elections. How are all these foreign billionaires coming here and doing this? So here's what I'm saying. This is election meddling. The censoring of conservatives and everybody off the internet ahead of this is election meddling. Not letting Republicans run ads on Facebook or Twitter, but letting Democrats do whatever they want. That's election meddling. It violates the Federal Elections Commission rules. And I've talked to top experts on it. The bottom line is they are going completely and absolutely insanely for broke. They are going absolutely and completely insanely for broke. And they'll do anything. And so if they win this election, it's not a referendum that people want Democrats or socialism. It's a referendum that breaking all the rules, having people vote by the millions in the names of dead people off the voter rolls, which is confirmed everywhere, and intimidating people and taking foreign money and letting foreign meddling happen, which they blame Republicans for because they're doing it, works and will be the model of suppressing people all over the world from Brazil and Germany just this week voting out globalists and voting in nationalists. And in Brexit and in Spain and in Italy and in Scotland, everywhere where they're allowed to vote, they're voting to get out of the EU. They're voting to not, even the communists and socialists in Europe are now joining the conservatives in Sweden and Germany saying, yeah, we bring in 50 million more illegal aliens. They admit they're going to take our pension funds. We pay for that. We don't want that. Yeah, exactly. Because they're not trying to help these migrants. They're bringing them in because they're military age men who don't have women with them. What's that tell you? So this is make it or break it, folks. And so whether we win this election or not, it hit me that what matters is prosecuting the Democrats, prosecuting and stopping the election meddling, the foreign money, the bullying, the censorship. That's the big issue. And it's a referendum showing the Republicans were too stupid or rolled over or whatever. Ted Cruz talked about it. President Trump talked about it. Donald Trump Jr. warned about all the election fraud and Democrats voting that they're skewing the election and doing all this. But we didn't do anything about it because we're America and we're free and that can't be happening here. No, it has happened here. Got all the undercover videos, all the admissions. It's insane. And now they won't take Republican ads on Facebook or on CNN. I just covered that earlier. So you understand what's going on. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about this. But there's a very powerful video that just went live minutes ago on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com that I'm going to premiere here, dealing with the class warfare of the Democrats and how they're trying to create classical class warfare and race warfare in this country and the monster that is Michael, the pig demon Moore. All this and more straight ahead on the other side. Whatever you do, spread the live link to the local radio station you're listening to or to InfoWars.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
America and the few quasi-free countries that haven't been totally taken over by the multinational corporations and their allied consortium of authoritarian nations like China are just a few you can count on your hand. And we're under attack. And the globalists use our open free societies and our open free media and our universities and our systems to go train weak-minded collaborators to work to destroy the very fabric of the nation and to call for unfair trade deals and to call for being disarmed and to call for taking the pension funds of old people and to call for the borders to be wide open. These people have lived so long in an open free society They have no survival instincts, no nothing. But those of us that still do have to get focused and have to understand the threat that we're facing. It's not about a red wave. It's not about a blue wave. It's about the wave of tyranny, the wave of oppression versus the wave of nationalism and populism. And the wave of tyranny has been rising for 50 years. But the wave of populism just began to rise, and it is huge and it is powerful. So it's not about every battle that we win or lose. It's about exposing the globalist and who controls it and moving forward. And that means exposing the election fraud. That means exposing the foreign meddling. The Democrats have jumped the shark bringing in all this EU and Chinese money. They have jumped the shark and actually meddled. And the knock-kneed Republicans, whether they win or lose, have to go after these crooks, or it's a dereliction of duty. Now, Paul Watson, as he often does, has zeroed in on one of the main sickening evil culprits of this, and that's Michael Moore, the globalist propagandist. We're going to play this on radio and TV right now. It's Paul Joseph Watson. Whatever you do, go to newswars.com or infowars.com and get the video and share it. Because this is how we wake people up, to show the class warfare of the KKK Democratic Party and what sick filth they are.
The angry white guy, which actually I'm really Trump's demographic. Cause
yeah,
I'm
Michigan angry white guy.
I'm an angry white guy over 50 with a high school education. So that's me.
Yeah.
So if I could just speak to my fellow angry white American guys who are semi-uneducated like me.
Oh, yeah, you're really a man of the people, aren't you, Michael? You can really reach out and connect with blue-collar, white, working-class Trump voters who are financially struggling. You can really sympathize with their plight.
I'm really Trump's demographic.
Give me a break. Your net worth is $50 million. You own 9 houses. You literally spent $2 million on an extension. You own a Manhattan condo that was once 3 apartments. Oh, but you really represent Trump's demographic.
I'm really Trump's demographic.
Your own neighbors say you don't even talk to them. You live like the very 1% you condemn, but then claim to have retained the common touch.
I'm really Trump's demographic.
Shut Oh, listen, I don't care if you're a multimillionaire. I'm glad we live in a society where someone who trashes capitalism for a living can get filthy rich from doing so. But for God's sake, save us the sanctimonious torture of you claiming to represent white working class people. And then in the next breath, welcoming the demographic decline of those very same people.
They are fanatical about this because they know their time is up.
Listen, wearing a baseball cap, refusing to visit a barbershop, and failing to maintain basic levels of personal hygiene isn't fooling anyone. You're not working class. You're a smug, conceited New York elitist who spends 99% of his time rubbing shoulders with other smug, conceited New York elitists, going on talk shows where literally every host holds the same pompous liberal establishment opinion, insisting that Trump voters are all angry, illiterate, uneducated rednecks who need to shut up and die out. Funny thing is that while you laugh it up at old white people dying off, there's one thing that's dying off even quicker. Your career. Your anti-Trump diatribe, Fahrenheit 11-9, was a total flop. It grossed 1/20th of the money you made from Fahrenheit 9-11. Guess that next $2 million extension will have to be put on hold. Your Broadway show was also a complete financial failure. Even left-wing publication Variety admits you've lost your audience. Why? Because you're a total sellout. You've become the epitome of the very thing you started out railing against. Your first movie was about American jobs being offshored because of globalist trade deals. Now we get a president who tries to roll back those very trade deals, and you do everything in your power to tear him down. You're also a relentless hypocrite. You started off the 2016 election by calling Hillary Clinton a Goldman Sachs corporate warmonger.
I just heard on the streets of Belfast here that you supported Hillary Clinton.
Such a mercenary.
She voted for the Iraq War. She is funded by Goldman Sachs. This is not good. Now we have Hillary Clinton and you to blame for this.
Only to turn around months later and endorse her after the DNC screwed over Bernie Sanders.
You should be out there doing what you can do to get Hillary Clinton elected, because every minute counts now. I mean, this is a pretty good person. She's a decent person. I believe that she has made incredible changes that the left should embrace, and we should get out there and get excited about her.
She voted for the Iraq War. She's funded by Goldman Sachs.
I mean, this is a pretty good person. She's a decent person.
So you literally made an entire movie about the evils of capitalism and the joys of socialism, only to stab the only actual socialist candidate in the back. You initially denounced Clinton as a danger to the world, then put on a stage show where you literally stand in front of romanticized photos of a young Hillary while calling her your forbidden love, while invoking the audience to engage in cult-like North Korean-style adulation in her honor. Oh, but at least you really support women. Right.
Dudes, give it up. We've been running the show for 10,000 years. It's like we've had a long run as men running everything. So why don't we just take a break? Let the majority gender run the show.
So is Michael Moore really keen for women to take power because he's such a fantastic feminist? Or is he only saying that because there are more women running on the ballot as Democrats? Gee, I wonder. Who could we possibly ask to get the answer to this question? I know, let's ask Michael Moore.
You know, there are so many women on the ballot.
Well, imagine my shock. Turns out there are nearly four times the number of women running as Democrats compared to Republicans.
You know, there are so many women on the ballot.
That's why he wants women to take power, not because he cares about women, because he cares about power. Remember when Samantha Bee called Ivanka Trump a feckless c***?
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
The backlash was so severe that even the normally unrepentant B was forced to apologize.
I crossed the line, I regret it, and I do apologize for that.
Guess what Michael Moore said about that? He called it brilliant. Yeah, he really loves women, but only if they're Democrats. Michael Moore loves women so much, he applauds when they're compared to genitalia.
You feckless.
Such a good feminist. Michael Moore loves women so much, he palled around with serial rapist Harvey Weinstein for years, calling him, quote, one of the best people to work with in this town. Then when Weinstein was exposed, Moore went quiet for 8 straight days. When asked about it by the media, he refused to comment. Then when he finally did say something, he basically just blamed all white men. Funny that, isn't it, Michael, that while you were smearing Trump supporters as rapists...
If you hold down the woman while the rapist is raping her, and you didn't rape her, are you a rapist?
You were best buds with an actual rapist. Michael Moore loves women so much, he bought 9 properties, then threw his ex-wife under a bus for spending too much money.
So many women on the ballot.
Listen, when your entire relevancy is completely dependent on the very corporate media establishment you used to rage against, and your only real platform is the corporate media establishment, then as a fat, putrid, hypocritical sellout whose career is on the wane, what else are you going to do but shill for that very same corporate media establishment? So listen, Michael, keep making your little movies and your stage shows, keep cashing in on that elitist leftist arrogance, and keep being pimped out as a mouthpiece for the very system you once opposed. But please, just stop pretending to represent ordinary working class Americans, because you're so far away from them at this point. It's quite frankly shameful and embarrassing.
If the majority of the people had their say on Michael Moore, I think it would be shut up.
We'll be back. Stay with us. If you are
receiving this... Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, there's a place that I really have a blind spot for, and I drop the ball on a lot because I'm always focusing on the new news. But did you know that three of the five Kavanaugh accusers, after they began to get indicted or after the police came after them, admit they made it up? They never met Kavanaugh. He never raped them. It never happened. Three of the five. But you barely even see that. You've got to, like, search for it. And Trump's got a tweet about it, but I have that. But it gets crazier. I saw this on Friday, and I did a special show yesterday and never covered it, and I should have. And you got to go to, like, the Daily Caller or InfoWars or Drudge Report to find it. It was in a local New York news, and that was it, that the man they arrested reportedly, he's the suspect, but he's been arrested, for spray painting, dye Jewish rats and all this horrible stuff on the synagogue, was a black boy when he was a child, adopted by liberal Jewish parents, and he's gay, and he works at the anti-hate crime center for the police department. Literally, 99%, I've got to make a documentary about this or something, of the hate crimes, a poop swastika, somebody putting no N-words allowed at the Air Force Academy, this, the guy that attacked the Jewish center, not a week and a half ago, but that was real and tragic, but the guy that was knocking over tombstones and spray painting stuff on synagogues, it was a leftist Jew who hated Trump. This is just insane. And then if enough of it gets stirred up, there's going to be some super right-wing crazies that respond. It's terrible. But Trump, a vicious accuser of Justice Kavanaugh, has just admitted that she was lying. Her story was totally made up or fake. Can you imagine if he didn't become a justice of the Supreme Court because of her disgusting false statements? What about the others? Yeah, he didn't rape anybody on a boat. He didn't rape anybody in Colorado. He didn't hold down one of the women. I mean, it's all coming out to be fake. And the woman said, well, don't indict me. I've got the quotes here. She said, you know, I was just a tactic because, you know, he's bad. Yeah, just a tactic on his two daughters and his wife, too. You think somebody like Kavanaugh, and I know people that know him, he is neurotic about being Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, top of his class in college and high school and clerking and the Supreme Court. I mean, this guy literally works like 30 days out of the month. And would never, he didn't lose his virginity reportedly till he met his wife. They thought that was embarrassing, so they said, well, just say not till you're out of college. He's had sex with one woman. You ought to be proud of that. But the point is that it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable that they do this type of stuff. And I have experienced it. And I even found out the people that were there in the meetings that the lawyers are like, well, that's not enough. Here, make this up. Say this. And, of course, they work for the Democrats. And I'm not going to get into it. But, man, when you experience people that will 100% whole cloth just make up something completely false about you because you support America and because you support fair trade deals and because you support your president, it's mind-blowing. And it doesn't scare me that they're attacking me. It scares me that they've got so many Americans brainwashed or into the whole groupthink or into peer pressure that they even have a chance of winning these midterm elections. Because years ago, the Republican Party was corrupt and so were the Democrats. The Democrats were clearly the worst of the two, but the Republicans were a bunch of establishment blue bloods. Things have gotten so bad. And patriots targeted the Republican Party. We've basically taken 80% of it over with libertarians and Christians and a nationalist. And that's, and we've reached out to all the quote minorities. And that's why the system is willing to get rid of checks and balances, the two-party system. They want a one-party Democrat monopoly because they're so scared. Because, I mean, listen, Ronald Reagan got 13 to 15 points in major polls with blacks, and he was the top Republican president in modern history. You know, back Eisenhower, when he was getting the Civil Rights Act passed, and Martin Luther King was a supporter, but that was like in the late 1950s. He was getting, you know, like 60%. But the Democrats flipped the script under Nixon and billed him as the KKK. It was, none of it was true. The people bought it because the media said it, and people who'd been, you know, anti-racist joined the Democrats. Total bamboozle con job. Well, it's taken decades, but now Trump gets 40% in multiple major polls. Multiple major polls, 40%. The highest recorded since Nixon is 15. The Democrats are conniption fitting. Every indicator shows a huge red wave, a nationalist wave everywhere globally. But there's so much fraud, so much election fraud, so many people voting the names of dead people, so much censorship of conservatives. A bunch of different voting machine companies. It's actually true that Soros owns a part of or controls 50% of the voting machine companies. So they busted Democrats everywhere in these houses that are these mills. They busted them in California and Illinois and Texas and Maryland and just in Florida, with Democrat women organizing off voter rolls who's dead and then having it filled out by illegal aliens or sent in by them in absentee voting or early voting. So I don't know. But can you imagine actually being so brainwashed with Democrats that you go sit in a house all day for $20 an hour and engage in fraud? But they have converted from the top to the bottom. Democrats are hardcore American haters. I challenge you to go to a Democrat event and say, I love America. America's back. It's like you brought out a wheelbarrow of garlic in front of a vampire or a silver bullet in front of a werewolf. Or you drug Count Dracula out into the high noon sun. I mean, you just say that to them at an event. We've got the videos of it. They go crazy and begin hissing like you're Linda Blair in The Exorcist. And you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command Satan out of you. When you say, I love America to them, they go, these people are crazy. They are completely power mad because their whole ideology is from multinational corporations and foreign governments that want to run our nation. And I know you're like, Alex, we've heard this 5 times today. I know you know this, but it's not just me saying it. It's true. We're going to go to break. We've got a special guest coming up. It's been censored completely off the web, Andrew Torba. We're going to open the phones up after that. I got a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to yet. I've got ABC News saying, are you ready for your chip implant? It's so cool, and it's written like a PR piece out of some dystopic movie. Oh, are you ready for your chip? It's totally cool. Everyone's going to get one. Go ahead and get one. Oh, 4,000 just got it. Oh, my God. You'll buy and sell with it. If you're not a good globalist, we'll turn it off, which is already here with the social score. It's here. We're going to go to break. The crew's been reminding me that I never plugged a funded operation. Yes, everyone that wants to spread the word on the street for being censored on the web, get an InfoWars.com t-shirt or a Molong Lave or a Trump shirt. We got the best. They're amazing. Mean like a Wolverine, reelect 45, InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a big iodine conspiracy. Without iodine, you die. Without oxygen, you die. Without water, you die. There's lots of water and air, though. What there's not is good atomic iodine in the soil, and it's not in the food. And if you eat it in fish, there's a lot of mercury. Well, none of that's in here. And we came out with an even better deep earth crystal source, and it's mixed with the other two types of iodines because it got explained to us by top chemists. It's even better for absorption and a little bit of vitamin C to stabilize it so that it doesn't oxidize and it lasts longer and is stronger. It is amazing. It blows away X1. It blows away X2. They tried to suppress us getting the deep earth crystals. We got even deeper, even better ones. Okay? So the fact that it's got three iodines isn't about the cost and putting less expensive in. You need the other two to increase absorption, and you need three types of iodine. So this is the best iodine, next level iodine out there. It's X3, 50% off out of the gates, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchases make it all possible. You know, also, there's so much bad stuff in the tap water and the runoff that you need to filter your water from the atrazine, the rest of it. We have Alexa Pure Pro, the very best gravity-fed water filter system out there. $127. Leading competitors are $300, aren't even as good. This is 50% off its regular retail. And it's something like 50% off right now, the regular discount. So get your Alexa Pure Pro now. Take action today. InfoWars car magnets as well, so leftists won't key your car, but you can still get the message out, so much more. But whatever you do, spread the live links to InfoWars.com/show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.